All right, let's try it again. This is Graybeard coming to you every other Sunday here on WRIRLP 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio. And it's time for the other black music. Yay!
Rolling right along, yeah. When in doubt, don't take time to shout. Just do your best and put all values to test. Creative musicians, keep on rolling right along.
Yeah, it's Graybeard here of the Other Black Music, bringing you just that every other Sunday, 3 to 5 p.m. here on WRIR, sharing his time slot with Ambience Congo. We'll be here next week in his time slot. And hopefully I'll have a guest in today to tell you about the Happily Natural Day events that are coming up in August. And I'm going to got some music from some folks who will be appearing here in Richmond next week, and I got some old and new sounds for you. And I'm gonna start out with let's go back for an older one I was reminded of today. A tune called The Crown. We had a 12-inch version by Gary Bird and the GB Experience. As always, beautiful day here in Richmond. Open up the windows and crank up the sound.
When in despair, take to the air. Sit down and feel what you know is real. Creative musicians, keep on rolling right along.
Sociopsychology, PE. The Gary Bird Experience is my course. When you take my class, you will feel the force. Cause I know the roots that the rap is from. When I speak to you, I am not dumb. Hear my rap and begin to dance. And I promise you this, you will advance. You may have seen the Raiders from the Lost Ark, but you still left the theater in the dark. So clap your hands to the beat as the wonder sound. And the GBE shine on the crowd. I said, once upon a time in Alcaboo lived the kings and queens who looked like you. It was a land of sun with a golden shine, a place that once was yours and mine. Home of a many great dynasties who created science and astronomy. When the Romans came to study math and the Greeks found out about the path. In case you wonder what else they did, the Acapulans created the pyramids. And before Napoleon could even blink in Acapulco, yes, good, a giant sphinx. Some say they came from outer space, but they are a part of the human race. If you know the place where they can be found, you may be the one who can wear the crown. With a PhD, not a lady of law, master's degree, will wear the crown unless they can see a unique reality. You see, when you say you wear the crown, then make sure you know it is profound. In case it sounds like a mystery, I'm talking about our story. It can make Akhenaten nod to you, it can make Nefertiti thanking you. With the crown, you will begin to glow, when it's secret, you begin to know. Next time you feel like you're in a rut, go see the mighty kingdom of King Tut. Will blow your mind, no doubt it's true. Cause guess what, King Tut looks just like you. You were Cleopatra, queen of the Nile. The sun would wink when it saw you smile. You were the Hannibal of the history book, and the earth would tremble at your very look. You were the builders of the pyramids. You are the face up on the Sphinx. You rode on the Nile in grace and style. Look at yourself today and think. See the hieroglyphics up on the wall, like the dancers on the floor, they will not fall. If you take one look, it will astound, and then you will see who wears the crown.
Of your own family tree. Kingdom so vast and knowledge wise, they remove cataracts. Now in 1492, Columbus sailed the ocean true. But years before in Alcaboo, a ship set sail with a chocolate crew. 2,000 years before Columbo came, the Olmecs built tributes to their fame. Stone heads with faces 8 feet high that the Hulk could not lift to his thigh. But the facts historians avoid, first to arrive was the Africord. It may shock the house and shock we do, and if you're not prepared, it may shock you. While some had doubts that the world was round, in America, guess who wore the crown? Crown, you will not need to smoke, to cough, to dust, or speed. With the crown, you can become the high, and you will make it if you try. But don't you ever forget what it will take to wear the crown. You cannot fake. If you're gonna lead, you got to be a king and give the world your everything. Or be a man like Malcolm X and demand for all the very best. Or conduct a railroad like Harriet. We all owe her a lifetime debt. If you're gonna fight, don't do it free. Make them pay to see, just like Ali. Or sing like Ella and make them guess, is it you or is it Memorex? If you play a sport, become number one, like Joe Louis and Jackie Robinson. Make Dr. J your shining star. Shoot like Magic, dunk with Jabbar. Or if you can write, then write some books, like Langston Hughes or Armis Brooks. If you think you're smart, don't deceive us. Be an Imhotep, be a genius. And don't let anybody confuse the fact, you don't wear the crown just because you're black. Everybody in the world has a crown in place that becomes their culture and their face. And so it is, we will not deny our history or by the line. We have no claim to be renowned when we were first to wear the crown.
That was The Crown, an older one from the 80s from Gary Bird and the GB Experience, giving you some Afro history in the rap form, hip hop form. The Crown, the 12 inch version. And you listen to WRIR LP 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio. It's Graybeard coming to you every other Sunday, 3 to 5 p.m. sharing his time slot with Doughty, who will be here next week with Ambience Congo, great music out of Central Africa. And literally a popular show worldwide. He gets requests and listeners from all over the place. All right. I got Duron Chavis in here with me, a local activist. And we're going to talk a little bit about what he's got going on. How you doing today?
Doing good, bro. How you doing, man?
I'm fine. Thank you. Thank you for coming in.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thanks for inviting me out, man. I appreciate it.
No problem,
big
man.
Big time.
You do some good work. I'd be glad to try to help you out.
Yeah, no doubt, man. I just want to, you know, thank all the listeners for tuning in. You know, we're always spinning the great music, wide, diverse, you know, range of selections for stuff people ain't really knew existed. So I appreciate that, man. Good luck.
No problem. So what you got going? I know you you pretty much spearhead the Happily Natural Day.
Yes, sir. That's coming up. Happily Natural Day is now in its 12th year. We're coming up on August 8th through the 10th. Mm-hmm. So we got a couple of weeks away. Really got an awesome program lined up for the community, man. It's a big deal for us because it's really opportunity to signal our transition and the growth of the event. We took a year off last year, got heavy into the urban gardens, building urban farms, increasing healthy food access. So this year is really a synergy of the works that we've been doing over the last couple of years in conjunction with the festival. We'll be offering up an urban farm school on Friday, the 8th, at Plant Zero. And then on Saturday, you know, we got the normal festive activities, but we have some interactive activities too. Okay. So I got a 5K run taking place on Sunday, August 10th. Okay. And we have a fitness challenge that's going on now. But at the event itself, you know, it's going to be some kind of like that 30-minute, 45-minute workout type deal. You know, can you get with the body weight training, that type of spiel. Also some yoga. So it's going to be really good, man, for folks that are really into natural as a lifestyle. Happily Natural Day has been known for promoting a whole natural hair conversation. But one thing that is important that we're trying to showcase is that natural is way more than a hair conversation. It's bigger than how much your afro blows out, or, you know, how long your locks, you know, go down your back or what have you. It's also about diet. It's also about, you know, your just your lifestyle,
right?
You know, and it's a really awesome opportunity for to showcase these different elements that are so relevant for communities of color. And basically everybody, though, you know. So I'm really excited. I'm looking forward to the urban farming piece, because that's true near and dear to our heart. A lot of other projects that we got going on related to the urban ag. So we're going to teach people how to start an urban farm.
Okay.
And we have a all-day-long class on the 8th about that. Then when you come to the festival, we'll have some intensive workshops on gardening, planting, sustainable ag. Just give some people some how-to tips. And then everything ranging from holistic health, skin products, which ones to use, which ones not to use, even down to how to prepare raw foods. Okay. So it's a really dope lineup. And we got some good people from the community. Richmond will be coming in to present as well, so it's going to be awesome.
Now, what are the dates, and where can you find information about it?
HappilyNaturalDay.com is the website. It's August 8th through the 10th.
Okay.
That's 11 to 7 on Saturday and Sunday, August 9th and 10th. The farm school is from 9 to 5 on August 8th. The location is Plant Zero, which is at 3rd and Hall,
okay.
The huge art space, right next to Art Space. Folks that want to attend any of the events, they can check out the website. The 5K run is free. The festival is free. The only thing that you have to pay for if you want to attend is the Urban Farm School.
Okay.
And we have a lot of people that are, you know, looking for information about that. But the big deal about it is we got successful farmers coming in. We have folks from the Virginia State Small Farms Outreach. And it's just an opportunity for people to get some really intensive information on how to set this type of thing up. It's about poverty mitigation and entrepreneurship, social entrepreneurship. So we're trying to get people the information that will help them on their journey to address these problems in their own areas of the sound or city, state, wherever they may be.
Right. So August 8th through 10th, and yep. You can find info at HappilyNatural.com.
HappilyNaturalDay.com. Yep.
HappilyNaturalDay.com.
Yep. Right. Check us out on Facebook, too.
Yeah.
Facebook.com/HappilyNaturalDay. Okay. It's a really good portal because we post up a lot of tutorials on diet, eating, you know, how to make certain foods. Also, gardening advice, all that stuff is posted up on a regular. So it's a, you know, it's a really good portal.
Okay. I'm glad it's more than hair, because I abused mine a long time ago, unfortunately. I'm paying for it now.
No doubt. There's
some stuff I wish I'd done back then.
You know,
I had to learn the hard way.
Yeah, it's that conversation, man, is it's important for us to evolve. Right. You know, aesthetics is important, but and addressing Eurocentric definitions of beauty is important, but it's only scratching the surface of what's really going on. Of course, the consciousness of the people is the most important aspect that all this pivots around. But when we get down into the nitty gritty, we're talking about how are you living,
right?
You know, and how is your lifestyle conducive to, you know, optimum wellness, optimum living, just being at your best and at your highest potential.
Okay.
So yeah.
All right, we got a little music you brought in. You want to?
Yeah, man, I brought some tunes. I'm a hip hop head, man. I'm serious, you know, seriously a digger. I love, you know, underground hip hop. So I brought a couple of tunes that I've been really feeling over the last couple of months.
Yeah.
And some older joints. I think one that I really like right now that came out a little while ago, came out last year actually, is Jay-Z's Heaven.
Okay.
I guess we could check that joint out. I really think the people appreciate that.
All right. It's Jay-Z's Heaven.
Streets, conspiracy theorists screaming Illuminati. They can't believe this much skill is in the human body. He's 6'2", if he open, I fit in the new Bugatti. Religion, question it all. Question existence until them questions are solved. Meanwhile, it's Heretic. I be out in Marrakesh, Morocco, smoking hashish with my fellowship. Y'all dwell on the issue. I'm in a Diablo. Yellow shit, color of jello shit. Hello, bitch. It's me again. Fresh in my Easter clothes, feeling like Jesus.
Have you ever been to heaven? Have you ever seen the gates? Have you bowed unto your highness? And do you know how heaven tastes? Knock me down.
That's me in the corner, that's me in the spotlight, losing my religion, getting ghosts in the ghost. Can you see me, can you see me? Have mercy on the Judas, ancient wings on the guinea. Secular, tell a heckler, second down. Yeah, religion creates division like my Maybach partition. And God is my chauffeur, boy they love over. From the south side of shot of Brooklyn where I growed up. I confess, God in the flesh, live among the serpents, turn arenas into church. I'm like Michael, recycle, these are not 16s, these are verses from the Bible, tell that preacher he's a preacher, I'm a motherfucking prophet, smoke the tree of knowledge, drink from a gold chalice, you gotta love it. I arrived at the pearly gates, I had luggage, meaning I had baggage, niggas asking me questions, I don't answer to these busters, only God could judge us, my aunt's alpha.
Have you ever been to heaven? Have you ever seen the gates? Have you bowed unto your highness? And do you know how heaven tastes? Heaven or hell? The cards we've been dealt are the cards that we play.
All right, Magna Carta. I tried to hit the dump button on that one. I apologize if I didn't catch that. But, so go ahead.
Yeah, that song, I like that song because, you know, it's a really, it's a great opportunity for people to have discussions about, you know, religion, spirituality. You know, me personally, that's kind of like been one of my paths, you know, in terms of my development, even down to how we even got into doing Happily Naturally and all that type of stuff.
Right.
So, you know, I really appreciate Jay-Z. Show some depth. you know, and some substance to, you know, as far as the content is concerned, get some people some things to think about.
Yeah, because to be honest, you know, I only know what I hear from them on the radio, so I wouldn't have never even bothered to play that one.
Yeah. I got some other songs on there. I mean, people don't know, man. Like I said, I'm a hip-hop head. I got a couple songs that I recorded, I put on there for those that may be so beholden to some of my rants and ramblings on Facebook. I got a joint that I did last year called I'm On It. And that has no cursing, I promise. but it's a joint, kind of gives some ideas, some philosophy behind what we stand for, what we're all about.
All right. I'm on it, Brother Manifest.
I swear to God, it feel like the rap game had a stroke. Paralyzed on one side and y'all think it's a joke. It's like these rappers really think and you think that it's dope. But this is rehabilitation for all of miseducation. I welcome you to my opus, focus, anticipation. Sharing the information, my values and inspiration. My life, my dedication to doing me on a daily. My day-to-day as a father, after a full libation. To all the ones who ain't make it, they say that we be dead. By 21 over prison, I flipped all this in his head. My daddy was dope, dealing in the 80s, it took a toll. The 90s were crack, babies 2000, we all are grown. Some of us didn't have fathers to teach us what we should know. The others had single mothers who tried to raise us alone. Both lacking the role models we need for functional homes. We passing the pathological down through the chromosomes. Whoa, whoa, I think I get a little deep though. Don't get it twisted, I'm conscious, but from the street, whoa. The cold corners, no conscious, the heat blows. It ain't a place for no novices, no for no weak souls. People from housing projects, apartments, I speak bold. That's why I stick to the facts, about paper like King goes. Cultivating the green while watching my seed grow. I'll call it raising Osiris when waking up Negroes. I'm on it like fuck the police, free the land, free the people. My people need more than TANF and EBT cards to eat on. Dream on, I'm talking to all of y'all. The ones who hit the alarm, the ones who answered the call. We went from the malls in Mali to selling drugs in the alley. From building tech and to filling up all the prison. My niggas and empress menace, the baby daddies and strippers. Shaman priestess and healer, that pimpin' sisters for Skrilla. Whoa, whoa, they used to sell us at the farmer's market. We walking on our ancestors to the blood departed. What's the purpose of rapping if it ain't relevant? Be a critical thinker and spit intelligent. Challenge status quo, throw a rock at the system. Molotov cocktail exploding every sentence. As artists, there's a tradition of music as a resistance. Inspiring those who listen to look at different. The radio ain't gonna play it unless it's an independent. So Facebook it and blog it, retweet it all over Twitter. I'm talking to all my sisters cause brothers are gonna feel it. If you make a step by game, I'd phrase a cohesive sentence between what you used to hear it from Richmond. This is a difference. I'm sorry I kept you waiting. I know you needed the realness, but now that the record's spinning, no, it's just the beginning. And this is just a portion of the menu. I continue.
Oh, this is a busy man.
It's a lot of stuff happening, man. Yeah. So yeah, that's a song I did called I'm On It. We put out a EP I think like November, October of last year. Mm-hmm. Just messing around, you know, feeling inspired, you know, try to put together some music. At the core of me, you know, I'm an artist, you know, I did music, visual arts, theater back when I was a kid, you know. And so I'm at this point now where I'm trying to unload all these different, you know, conduits of creativity to express what's happening. The event is just one tunnel, you know, through which we funnel a lot of these ideas. And you know, I love the music, man. So this is that was one joint. I have a couple others that we'll play, I guess, later on in the show or what have you. But yeah, man. The festival's coming up. One thing that I want to try to explain to folks is that Happily Natural Day is for everybody, you know. And one of the things about it that a lot of folks get misconstrued, they think that because we started out talking about natural hair and inferiority complexes in the black community, that the event is only for black people. And that's a really huge misnomer. It kind of decries what we're talking about in terms of being natural, being holistic, focusing on optimum health and wellness, if the event is only for people of African ancestry, because these concepts are relevant to all, you know, folks, no matter what your color, religion, ideology, background, right. Everything that we're dealing with in terms of raising human beings to a higher level of optimal living is, you know, science. It's, you know, ethical. It's moral. You know, we're talking about higher quality living. At the festival this year, we have a wide and diverse lineup of workshops.
Okay.
We got a brother named Kefra Anu from Washington, D.C. He's a raw food chef, and he has his own spot called Kefra's Raw Food Spot. And it's an awesome, the brother's awesome. He was taught by Aris Latham. Aris Latham is one of the pioneers for the raw food movement back in the 60s. And he'll be doing a workshop, Raw Food Prep 101, teaching people how to prepare healthy meals the raw way. And that's vegan, that's vegetarian dishes, vegan dishes, fruits, vegetables, but you ain't got to cook it.
Right.
You know, then we have Angela Baker, who is a holistic health consultant of Goddess Body. Goddess Body is a company that promotes wellness for men and women, but focuses on female wellness. She's going to be doing a workshop on holistic sexuality. So, I mean, I'm sure everybody can agree,
right,
that we need to have some more awareness about holistic sexuality. Sexual wellness is important for our community. And then who else we got? We have my young sister, Kiran Bhagat, who's going to be dealing with yoga. Ron Bhagat is her father. Priya Bhagat is her mother. Both pioneers for yoga and healthy lifestyles in the Black community in Richmond, Virginia. I mean, almost 30, maybe close to 40 years worth of time and put it into the community promoting these ideas. And Kiran is their second generation. She's doing yoga. She's going to be doing some workshops on Hatha yoga, okay, for the folks in the building. Then we got Patience Salgado from Kindness Girl. She'll be coming in to talk about her movement, Gorilla Goodness, Gorilla Kindness, and just the just being a kindness worker. That idea is really important, man. I really love what Patience has been doing in the community, the work that she's been promoting around just being more compassionate, you know, and empathic, and just nicer.
Right.
To for people to be nicer and more loving to each other is something that, I think it will go a long way. On the urban agriculture side, we got my brothers, Kashawn Myers and Ross Kofi from Atlanta, Georgia. They're with an organization called Habesha.
Mm-hmm.
Habesha is an organization that teaches youth how to farm. And it also, in tandem to that, also teaches them about their African identity, cultural roots, in which they manifest that in a tangible way by taking the kids back and forth to, you know, Ethiopia and Ghana to, you know, get them exposed to something pre-slavery. Because when we talk about Black history, it seems like everybody wants to start with slavery as, right, if that was, you know, the beginning. Who else have we got coming through?
You got some music also, right?
Yeah. Music-wise, got this young sister, man. She's new, and she's really good. I'm going to send you some of her music.
Okay.
Ari Lennox from out of Washington, D.C. She's a, you know, soul singer. I don't really want to even put her as just soul music, but because her music is so, you know, her range is really wide and diverse. But she's getting a lot of love, and she's coming up, and we're going to give her a platform to do her thing.
I want
to
say I've heard that name before. I may have played something by her, but yeah. I'm not sure.
Yeah, she has a really dope single called Bound out that's right now. It's all really right. Good. I'm going to send it to you.
Okay.
Then we got young brother from out of Richmond, a brother named Rock Stages. He has a really good platform. He's a local MC. Mm-hmm. His music is really relevant to urban audiences, but it's the ideas are permeating regardless of where you may stay. He has two singles out, one called Spread Love and another one called My Queen. Two ideas that are, you know, high on my marker as far as uplifting women and then just, you know, spreading that good energy across the community. Of course, we got my homie JD Hayes, who's going to be rocking with us on the performances. Derek320 from out of the Norfolk area. And we got a couple of other special guests that we'll be announcing, you know, later on.
All right, I'm talking with Deron Chavis, local activist here in Richmond, Virginia. And he's talking about Happily Natural Day happening August 8th through the 10th.
Yes, sir.
Next month. And you can find information at happilynaturalday.com.
Yes, sir.
And also on Facebook. All right.
Happily Natural Day, Facebook. Get at me on Twitter. I should be tweeting about this.
Yeah.
I'm on Twitter at Brother Manifest.
Okay.
Yeah, sir.
All right. Speaking of Manifest, we were just talking about another artist named Manifest, based in Ghana, or I think he's still based in Ghana.
Mm-hmm.
I got another Ghanaian artist I'm going to play for you right now, Blitz the Ambassador.
Yes.
Along with originally from Nigeria, singer Nika.
Nice.
And this is off his new ones, Afropolitan Dreams and tune Love on the Run.
Nice.
African goddess, plus her body was like, whoa. Tuesday in Havana, Wednesday out in Ghana, listening to High Life records when she danced, whoa. Thursday and Friday, Tokyo and Paris, Saturday and Sunday, now we contemplating marriage. Like, when you wanna do this, in Lagos or Las Vegas, wait, it's only been a week, feels like I've been on you for ages. But in the previous life, you was like my knight in shiny armor. What goes around, comes around, I guess you call it karma. But I must have done something right to end up with someone like you. And this is true, back home we say, odor your boot. And it means love is death, cause ever since I left, I'm staring at your pictures and it's hard to catch my breath. So I'm leaving on a jet plane, speeding in the left lane, coming home to you, cause baby, you are the best thing. Another late night, mid-flight, G-chat sessioning. Computer love, we about is more than obsession. Question, this is something real. The feeling that I feel for you is something like a spell. Just talking on the cell. But if this is the kind of love that your mom used to warn you about. On some Mary J and Clef, then this year connection is so far from the norm. Your friends talking how you trust him when he's never home. But I flown across the continent to sail the seven seas. And never found another one to put my heart at ease. So I'm leaving on a jet plane, speeding in the left lane, coming home to you, cause baby, you are the best thing.
love is on the run, run, run. My love is on the run, run, run. My love is on the run, run, run. My love is on the run, run, run.
You were listening to WRIRLP 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio. And that last artist, Papa Wastik, off his Unity for Africa CD, came out in 2012. The tune Elevate Yourself. He'll be appearing at the Canal Club on July 17th. I believe that's a Thursday. And he'll be along with Senegalese reggae artist Emmanuel Wildfire Wilson. I'll play some a little later on today.
Yeah, that's the homie. He's from out of Petersburg.
Oh, really? He's here now?
I think Emmanuel, yeah.
Okay. All right. What we got for you? Oh, and before that, we have Blitz the Ambassador, along with Nika from his newest Afropolitan Dreams in the tune Love on the Run. And we got Duran Chavis in the studio. He's been telling us about Happily Natural Day and some of the other things he's got going on. You've been doing a lot of community gardening.
Yeah. big push over the last 2 years has been towards promoting urban agriculture for those laymen. that conversation has been seriously bountiful, no pun intended. Yeah. You know, we've started several gardens since last we talked. We did a project over at George Wythe High School, okay, where we installed gardens inside the courtyards there. Then we developed a garden at Swansboro Baptist Church.
Right.
And now we're currently in the works of cultivating our first commercial urban farm on Midlothian Turnpike.
Okay.
So we're clearing the land out there. Special thanks to everybody that contributed to the Kiva loan. That was a major work. It was really inspirational to see the community come together. We raised $10,000 in less than a month.
Yeah, I see those things sometimes drag on, but that one went pretty quick.
Yeah, man, that made me smile like deep inner. Let me know that the people are ready and they want to see change. So, yeah, we're not gonna let you down. We're actually hiring a company to come out and cut down the trees on the site, mulch everything up, and so by September, October, we should be on a roll. It's kind of rocking and roll. We've got our first hoop house coming in the mail now, so we're going to be installing that, and we'll be rocking and rolling for the fall.
How did that other hoop house come out that I was trying to help you with?
Oh, man, yeah, we ended up getting it up. It took us a minute. It's been hot, so we didn't put the plastic over it, but we're going to be dropping the plastic over it before middle of fall.
Okay.
And then we're gonna rock with that. So that actually turned out really well.
Good.
And it was a struggle the first couple days.
You know, you've never done one before, so it's kind of an adventure.
Once we got that rhythm, you know, got in there and started rocking it. Special thanks to Hamilton Glass for loaning me a scaffold. So yeah, that was a Keith Ramsey who came out with the generator. So it was a real community effort, man. A lot of good people came out and helped us build that and put it together. So it's ready. All we gotta do is drape the plastic over and rock it from there.
All right, where can people find out information about the garden?
You can go to renewrichmond.org. That's the organization I'm co-director for. Renew Richmond's work to promote entrepreneurial urban agriculture and nutrition education. So, you know, we're definitely looking for people that are interested in this conversation, who want to put their hands in it and get dirty with us. You know, it's a wide opportunity. If you're looking for an internship, you just want to volunteer, or if you just want to, you know, collaborate, we're totally open and looking forward to connecting with folks. Because this particular effort, you know, when we talk about urban agriculture, when we talk about urban farming, when we talk about community gardens, all these are tools to help build community.
Right.
Because it produces a tangible result that we all can say, hey, you know, we put our hands in that, we built that, and then the community benefits.
Okay.
So, yeah, looking forward. I hope y'all are tuned in to what we're doing over on Midlothian Turnpike, because that's going to be a three-fourths of an acre site. And we're going to be, you know, pretty much selling produce right on Southside, right on Midlothian Turnpike.
Right.
So it's going to be a good look for everybody involved. And that hoop house is going to be championship status. So once that comes down, we're just going to be evolving on that site. It used to be actually the site itself used to be a black-owned farm back in the 50s. So we're basically just turning it back into what it already was. Thank you. Big shout-out to Brother Silas, Silas York, and the rest of the Bird family, because that's the generations that have owned that land. That we're just, you know, happy to be a part of helping to return it back to its original.
They still own it?
Yeah.
That's good.
Been in black hands for years.
Discussing with some of my relatives about some of the land we used to have out in Hanover that kind of got away from us for some through questionable devices, you know.
Yeah. Man.
Like taxes that kind of came out of nowhere. Like, huh? What?
Yeah.
I feel you.
I feel you, man. So we're thankful, man, just linking with somebody that, you know, actually in the community, from the community, owns land, not in tax, don't have no tax problems, all that type of stuff, and they just want to do something positive for the neighborhood. And we're like, yo, this is where we live.
Right.
I mean, I live literally down the block. So this transformation is happening as we speak. I've had my first experiences with chainsaws. You know, I've had some fun cutting down some trees and stuff, and actually, you know, got on the bobcat, had a chance to rip up some some shrubs, and so all this stuff is just, you know, we're having a good time. So I hope y'all want to come out and connect with us, have a good time too. So it's also good anger management. You want to release some anger, come hack some stuff.
what's the website again?
RenewRichmond.org. And you can also find us on Facebook at Renew Richmond. It's straight Renew Richmond.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, so you got another tune for us?
Yeah, man. You know, my good friend Mike Maddock put me onto this. This is Pharoah Monch. He just dropped a new album, Post Traumatic Stress Disorder, and this is one of the more introspective songs on it. I really like this joint, so I want to share it with y'all. All right.
In time, I walk a thin line.
Walk a thin line.
Amongst the masses, all alone. A furnished house with no one home. I see through walls this hard to climb. I'm losing my mind. I'm losing my mind.
No Medicaid, no medication. Thinking you're better off dead instead. Should have been dedicated to education. I spin the cylinder on my revolver. I spin the cylinder. Someone explain who'd leave a dick in charge of a bush of a colon. I'm screwed. Saw more war than Warsaw, Poland. Viewed an infant's insides outside of his body, inside of a place of worship. Ungodly outcries, tears. God, where are we? It's what I screamed towards the skyline, but probably no one could hear a word of what I was saying. Insurgent surge in the temple where I was praying. Now flashbacks wake me abruptly when police pass by. Lights flash, if I could only put the past on a flash drive, I'd for peace of mind install an external drive so I'd be more driven internally to survive. I'm
a clock without a minute hand, an hourglass without sand.
So I spin the cylinder on my revolver. I spin the cylinder on my revolver.
Amongst the masses all alone, a furnished house with no one home.
So I spin the cylinder on my revolver. I spin the cylinder on my revolver. My family customs were not accustomed to dealing with mental health. It was more or less an issue for white families with wealth. Void, I defected, employed self, annoyed, went independent, enjoyed stealth. Now doctors prescribe sedatives and Prozac. The rent's cheaper in the ghetto, but you can't go back. So I spin the cylinder on my revolver. Then maybe let it draw blood like chupacabra and dissolve into the abyss without evolving, instead of revolving around the habitual problem solver. Research like George Washington Carver, but no answer. So my mantra is to deal with it and chart then part. Instead of being incredibly defiant and pedal through revenue issues, I'll do it for medical science. It's better to be level-headed than to regret it and pious, settling for life without sunshine, never vibrant.
Clock without a minute hand, an hourglass without sand, suspended within space and time. I walk a thin line amongst the masses all alone. A furnished house with no one home. I can see walls, it's hard to climb. I'm losing my mind.
Yeah, we were just talking about there's a woman who used to work with WTVR, I think, has just put out a video about being black and dealing with mental health issues. I need to track down and watch. I keep seeing something about it, but I haven't watched it yet. I need to catch that, though.
Yeah, man, that's a real deal. I mean, what I liked about this album is because it was very honest and transparent about that very issue.
Right.
You know, mental health in our community. I know, you know, it touched me because, and I've had bouts of depression, you know,
right.
And you know, just having family, friends, people to talk to, communicate with, help me get through some of my struggles. But I know that there's a lot of people out here that don't want to even say that they have an issue.
I was like that.
Yeah, we live in an era where everything's okay.
Yeah,
you know, and that's, you know, sometimes we got to have positive thinking, but sometimes it's not okay, man.
Right.
And you know, you just need somebody to talk to get it out. Whether it's a counselor or a close friend, man, you know, it's important to have those moments that you could just vent, get it out. You know, whatever you do healthily, you know, whatever you do in a health in a health oriented manner,
right,
to address, you know, these internal conflicts that we have, you know, it's important to try to do that. And if you need to go get some medication, you know, do that, you know, if that's what's going to help you, you know, get stabilized, man, really, don't wait till it's too late, man, when you just spiral to that point. I think for us as people of African ancestry, it's such a bad taste in our mouths to even say that there's mental health issues, you know what I mean?
Right.
And we kind of got to break that stigma, like...
human like everybody else?
Yeah, man. Everybody a little bit crazy. For real. I got another joint, man.
All right.
This one is something that everybody might be familiar with. The legendary Outkast. This is one of my favorite songs called Liberation.
All right. You ready?
Yeah.
There's a fine light, baby, I'm on it.
Yeah.
There's a fine line between love and hate, you see. Can't wait too late, but baby, I'm on it. There's a fine line between love and hate, you see. Can't wait too late, but baby, I'm on it. Can't worry about what a nigga think to see. That's liberation, and baby, I want it. Another nigga think, now that's liberation, and baby, I want it.
Let me hear it.
Many times I sit back and contemplate, I'm fresh off the thing when I'm telling my story. My relationship with my folks is give and take, and I done took so much, not giving my glory. Choice to be who you want to be is left over to me, and my mama never told me. I say I have a choice to be who you want to be is left over to me, and my mama never told me. I'm so tired, been so long.
Who you are, you get a lot of love 'cause of what you got. Say they happy for you, but they really
you're scared to ask. Your world starts spinning and it's moving fast.
You listen to WRIR LP 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio.